I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Coming to you live and direct from my fucking bedroom. Where are we all? What room are you in, Stevie?
I'm front room so far.
Front nice. Room. I'm in the washroom. It's a washroom / office.
So you fucking changed. Standard,
yeah,
you know what
I've
mean?
got a computer set up and a fucking dog crate and a washing machine. All in the same room.
And when you said washroom, I thought you meant bathroom. I'm like, how is a bathroom in an office?
Just having a shower.
Joint room.
Anything to avoid tax.
We got one of these dry buddies because of fucking cost of living. Look, can't put the dryer on. Can't afford it.
Hang on, you've just been talking about having a room specifically for washing, and now you're talking about a cost of living. I'm in a fucking two up, two down here, and when the chances are you're late, my little boy screaming in a minute. So
I know my kids are being quiet. Actually, so we're looking.
What, your little boy?
My kids are being quiet, so we're lucky there. We're lucky there.
Anyway, Stevie, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thank you.
I've been there.
And we were speaking earlier on the phone. This is your first ever podcast that you've ever done.
Yeah.
Is it?
First time. I'm a virgin, baby.
Oh, nice. Well, thank you for letting me and Tomo take you for... That doesn't sound Whoa. Right, does it? Thank
it's
you
not
for
that kind of
thank you for coming
that
out.
Escalated.
Yeah, that went from naught to fucking madness.
Yeah, there you go. And overrated, everything was cancelled this week. How's life, mate? All good. I've not seen you for a while.
Yeah, all good. A bit weird at minute. You know, for the past couple of weeks since release of Gallows, it's changed a bit.
Mm. What's gone on as it is? Because you're still working, right?
Yeah. But I've had people, like, stop me in the street.
Oh, mate.
That is the most surreal thing ever. You know, like, because I've lived here all my life and nobody's ever paid no mind. And now all of a sudden it's like, excuse me, have you been on TV? I'm like, yeah.
Have you really had any free shit yet? Have you had anything for free?
No.
Me and Andy on the podcast, we always say that, like, well, for me anyway, that's the best thing about being on the telly sometimes is that you get free shit. So when that starts coming in, that's when shit changes, mate.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
all for
fun.
Free stuff.
Yeah.
What would be the ideal free thing? If I said to you, right, thank you very much for being a guest on the podcast this evening, Stevie Binns. I'm going to gift you anything you can think of. What would it be? Free.
Well, I'm all for foodstuffs.
Mm. So just anything food. Well, I can take you out for a meal if you want. I'll do that anyway.
Do not take me to Nando's.
I know, I've gone off it.
You keep saying this. Are you not a fan either? Nobody on this podcast likes Nando's.
No.
Yeah.
I never got the fascination with it either.
Is there a Nando's where you live? No, there wasn't. There isn't a Nando's.
Yeah, there is. You went
is
to
there?
It.
Where is it?
Bite Cinema.
Did I go to the Nando's there?
Yeah, multiple times.
I did. Yes, I do remember now. Yeah. I think what it was is because when I'm working away, I try and eat healthy-ish. So I think, oh, well, it's just chicken and rice. That's fine. Mm. And then because I overdo it, it's just got a bit boring for me now.
Mm. But, yeah, there's better alternatives, though, to Nando's.
Like what?
My battery's low.
Oh, no. Have you got a charger?
Roll that. Yeah. I'm a curry fan.
Oh, you like a curry?
Oh, nice, nice.
Curry what's fan, you, always.
What's your go-to curry?
Madras.
Okay, okay, playing it safe.
Madras seems safe.
I like them spicy. I like heat.
Madras
heat,
were...
Yeah, I'm thinking of a, not Madras, what's the other one? Masala. Masala's a bit more safe, isn't it? Like chicken tea, yeah. Masala kind of thing. Right, okay, yeah. Yeah, Madras is a little bit hotter, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can't do curry. You know, did I ever tell you, Stevie, about that time that Shane gave me so much curry? Well, he bet me that I couldn't eat one of the hottest curries in Edinburgh. Did I tell you about this?
No.
So I was in Edinburgh at the film festival with Shane when I was about 15, maybe. And he bet me... I think it was 200 quid that I couldn't eat the hottest curry in the curry house. And this is back, well, still am all about making money now. But I said, I was like, well, it's 200 quid. It can't be that bad, surely. So I started eating it and it blew my tits off. So I'm sat there sweating my cock off in a restaurant, eating it and eating it. And I was in pain by this point. And I was like 3/4 of the way through it. And Shane thought to himself, shit, he's going to do this, isn't he? So he said to me, if you just wolf it in quick, get it in you quick, it'll go quicker. And I was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Started wolfing it in and it all just hit me at once and spewed all over the restaurant.
He didn't.
Yeah, and then I managed to get outside and spewed out all outside in the middle of Edinburgh Saturday afternoon, but it was at the top of a hill. So they the guys who own the restaurant come out chucking water and it's just like rice and chilies and that all floating down this hill. It's fucking rank. On a Saturday afternoon, and he never gave me my money because I never finished it.
Yeah, well, that's the rule, isn't it? You've got to keep it down.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, you can't just I guess eat so. And chuck up. Yeah. Or so you have to then eat it curry. Again.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, so that's put me off curry. I've never liked it since then. Thanks a lot, Shane, you prick.
Ruined it for me forever.
Yeah. How many episodes have you watched up to now, Stevie? For anyone who's listening, by the way, who hasn't listened, Stevie plays Mandy in The Gallows Pole, which is what episode are we on now? Well, this is
who?
While we're recording, what's... two's out tonight, but it'll be three out when this podcast comes three out. So when three's out, comes out, yeah.
So you've seen how many, Stevie?
I've seen them all now.
Oh, you've seen them all because you went to the BAFTA thing, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. So I got them sent the night before just in case I got asked any questions so I knew what I was talking about for once. So I watched them all, but I was on my own. You know, like, so it's like when you hear yourself back in it and you hear your own voice and you think, oh, my God. And then you kind of get over it a little bit. So I kind of wanted to do it on my own and deal with it and before I watched it with anyone else. So yeah. I'm up to date. I've watched them all. They're out there now.
What was the experience like at the BAFTA night? Because I rang you. Did I spoke to you the day of or the day before?
Day of.
The day of, and you was bricking it a bit, weren't you? But
it were amazing. It was so, so good. And everyone were really nice. And, you know, I didn't really know what I was doing, where I was going, what I was supposed to say. And I'm one of them people where if you say, just be yourself, you'll be fine. That has never once in my life worked out for me.
I don't know, mate. Shane Meadows put you in his new series on probably the biggest budget he's ever worked on because of who you are. He chose you because of who you are, which is why I always say to you on the phone, like, just go and enjoy yourself and by being yourself. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's easier said than done, though, isn't it? When you're panicking and then when they said, oh, you know, there's going to be questions that come in from the people there, I thought, oh, God. You know, because then I worry about what have I said. You know, when you go out on source and then you get beer fear then, don't you, about going back to work next day. It were like that.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to answer these questions the best way that I could. Dead professional, you know, don't swear. And but then for about 2 days after, I were like panicking. What did I say? Am I going to get in trouble?
that's it, isn't it? Because like Tomo will go, oh, be yourself. And that's good. That's sage advice. But then I'm the same as you. I'm like, no, if I'm myself, I'm going to be effing and jeffing on the stage. I'm going to be calling him a cunt and him a cunt. Do you know what I mean? I'll
be
a little
wrong with that, though.
Posher version of myself.
At BAFTA?
Yeah.
Fuck him. They'll be all right.
I got down well in that, pal.
Ah, fuck him. Don't matter.
I think Stevie enjoys acting, Tomo. She wants to carry on doing it. Do you know what I mean? You have to
tell me what you did after, because did you say you went and got in bed with a Macca's or something, or you had a burger or something? You finished it after you'd had a couple of drinks.
I went and got some noodles and went home.
Nice.
So that's just a rockstar. In my little hotel room, in my nightie, because I took a nightie, full face of makeup looking dead glamorous, sat on bed with some takeout noodles and some chopsticks, shoveling it in. I was starving.
Oh, buzzing.
It were really good, though.
Yeah, and are you happy with like everything about the show and like with the reaction of it and stuff?
Yeah, I think that were one of like the unknowns for me, because I've never been in this position before. So I'd done the first bit and we filmed it, but that were kind of like our little secret. We're the only ones that knew about it and it was safe. And then once it gets released, it's everybody knows about that secret and everybody's watching it. And I think we all know what the internet's like, don't we, when you get people that, you know, want to have a say. And rightly so.
Mate, all of the comments I've seen on the internet have been good about you. Everyone
really complimentary. So I'm absolutely buzzing, because I've kind of prepared myself for in case that they weren't, you know, and people, because they can be quite cruel, can't they? Once people get going. So I kind of prepared myself for that. And so I've not really read too much online about it, you know, just bits and pieces that people have sent me. But yeah, really, really chuffed. And like the people that have spoke to me in the street and stuff, it's mint that they've watched it, they get it, they've enjoyed it. So I love that. But it's not going to please everyone, is it?
You never know. Nothing ever will, mate. Nothing ever will. Do you know what I mean? But and you're from Halifax, did we say before?
Yeah.
So that's pretty much like, I mean, in the show, brilliant, by the way.
10 minutes
I loved it. That's what I mean, because in the show they talk about Halifax a lot, don't they? And obviously Calder Valley, and that's like round the corner, really, isn't it? So
it's
like, how's that response been from sort of, you know, the neck of the woods that it's set? That's been quite.
Yeah, it's been brilliant, because you know Halifax has been quite popular of recent anyway. You know, with Happy Valley and other bits
Love
and pieces
Happy
that have
Valley.
Been. Yeah, that have been filmed here. And it's done a lot for the town, you know, so it's brought money in, which is brilliant, because you can put money back into it then. So the response from like the people that I know, and it is only a little town. I'm not saying that I'm dead popular at all, but you know, there's not that many of us here. And the people have been really chuffed with it, you know, and what it's about as well, because it's based on true events, isn't it? So it's like a bit of our history as well, not just a place for filming. It's about where we live.
Yeah, it's quite nice to be around there, isn't it? When we was filming and stuff up in Hepton, so and like, you know, each morning we could go and see the grave of King David Hartley and Grace and all of the Hartleys. Like each morning we could go and see the grave of the people that we was playing every morning, and it was there was something quite special about it. And there was a lot of people
brings it home a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And even so many years later, there's still people visiting the grave and leaving coins on there. Do you know what I mean? Because of obviously the nature of what they did was clipping coins and saved so many people by doing so. So yeah, it's amazing that still so many years later. And I think the popularity obviously got injected more so when Ben Myers released the book. But yeah, it's nice. It's nice to see that people still care about it. So it must be good for the locals to watch it as well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. But you'd be surprised how many people don't know about it.
Yeah. It's weird that, isn't it? Like I always say that, like, British history is never really taught. Do you know what I mean? Like, no. I know loads about, like, you know, I don't know, the American Civil War or whatever that you kind of do see bits about. But, like, British, because I'm from a little town in Manchester. And there's an old, big old house near me in one of the local parks. And that's like one of the main battles from the English Civil War. And like, you never really know about it until you can't, do you know what I mean?
Not your local history, no.
No, why do we not like know this stuff? You know what I mean? Mad, isn't it?
Yeah, it's interesting. Go on, Stevie.
First workshop that we went to, Shane were like, oh, you know, you're from there. You must know about it. So I'm like, I'm telling you, mate.
But how did you find Oh, go on. Sorry, Andy.
I was going to say that's going back to what Tomo was saying before. Like, that's probably something that Shane would have found endearing in that. Do you know what I mean? If you would have gone in and gone, yeah, I know. David Hartley, yeah. You know, like, it'd be like, get the foot. But like, the fact that you were honest and was like, I have a fucking clue, mate. It's like, that's the.
I think there was something quite nice about the fact that us, like, our characters never knew anything about clipping coins and we never really knew much about it. So we was learning as we was filming it. We was learning it as we was going along, like, as our characters was as well. So I thought that that was quite nice that, like, again, like, we're just going back to This Is England. My character, Sean, was learning so much more about people as the film progresses, as I was as the actor as well. So it's kind of nice to sort of learn on screen, and then it then becomes that little bit more authentic as well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is what Shane does really well, I think.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. We spoke just before, Stevie, about some subjects that you thought that was overrated. There was one really, really funny one, but we'll save that till last if you want.
I think I know which one that is. Tomo Brewster.
Yeah.
I'm offended as well, by the way. I'll just get that out there now. Never mind overrated. When you message me, you're like, I know there'll be a lot because I know you like them.
Oh, yeah. Because I know you like them.
Narrow it down.
Yeah. The first sort of how long we've been recording, 20 minutes, has been really tame from you. I don't like this. I don't like PR, Stevie. I want brutal, Stevie. That's why we've got you on.
I
want
to get myself in bother.
Fuck it, it'll be all right.
Cancelled.
Yeah.
She's gone.
Yeah.
Stevie, who? She thinks she's in like one episode and then it just went.
It'd just be tonight, it'd just be you with a blurry face.
So are we getting straight into it? Are we going to get into it?
Yeah, let's tell us about all these subjects and why, yeah.
So my first one is because I've got questions.
All right, okay.
And not in a good way. So my first is the gym. So Tomo, you mentioned
the gym. You like the gym, don't you?
Yeah, I do like the gym. But see, just bear with me. We're gonna go on a journey now, you and me.
Okay.
So I've started going back, and I think it's like I fell asleep in like early 2000s, and I've just woke up, and I don't know what's going on. So do you know what I mean?
I think I've gone in,
and then I don't understand what's happened. I mean, the outfits, the culture, the supplements, pre-workout, creatine. I don't get it.
Yeah.
And I'm confused, and I've got questions, and I'm one of these people that's falls down a TikTok hole for like 5 hours of your life at a time. Yeah. And is it called your For You page?
Yeah.
So it's like loads of gym videos and stuff. So I've been watching them, you know, to try and learn a bit. Like,
yeah, because you can learn quite a lot from social media and stuff, can't you? Yeah, I find that quite handy.
But then I come across, like, you know, outfits. When did you go to gym? Why do you need to have like an outfit that cost you 90 quid with the world's smallest shorts I'm going to sweat in it.
Yeah, yeah,
you
know, I don't understand
underboot
that.
Sweat that doesn't warrant paying that amount of money for some clothes. And everyone's got pristine white trainers with pristine white socks.
Face full of makeup.
I don't get it.
It's crazy, isn't it? Because, like, I mean, I don't go to the gym as much as I should, but there has been times where I've, like, smashed the gym for, like, months on end. And I know what you mean, because, like, I think I started going to the gym, like, when I was about 16, like, in school, because I was a big lad, you know, so I was like, oh, go. And back then, it was just, like, a gym, like you were saying there, the early 2000s, it was just a gym. People were in there in the scruffs, and they were getting on with it and all that. And now we've got one of them JD gyms facing my house. And like you say, you go in there and it is literally like a catwalk, isn't it? Like the girl, even the lads nowadays are all in there in like fucking dead smart, all this and all that. And I'm like, I'd go in a pair of shitty shorts with maybe rips in them and all that. Like I'm fucking here to, I'm not wearing my best clothes for the gym.
Well, but does that then become like a bit of an incentive? So say I'm a young single lad and I go, right, okay, well, I'm going to go to the gym and I know that there's going to be fit girls there. I know that, you know, because that's what they are. So I'm thinking, yeah, if all these girls are looking really good in the gym, then I'm thinking, right, well, I've got to look good as well. Otherwise, they're never going to look at me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So they're thinking, well, I need to have these bright white trainers and I need to have this and I need to have that. Otherwise, these really pretty girls who are wearing all this makeup aren't going to look at me. So then it's like, at what point does that stop? Do you know what I mean?
But then the other side of that is, like, my mum, for instance, my mum's, you know, a biggish lady, and she's always like, I need to go and start the gym. I need to start the gym. Or she's always trying different diets and all that. And I'll say to her, go to the gym. She's like, oh, no, no. And she's quite scared of going, I think, because of that reason. Like, she
puts
feels,
you off.
Yeah, she feels like she'd stand out like a sore thumb. And I'm like, I used to say to her, like, no, you'd be right. Like, everyone in there is just the same as you. You know, everyone's just trying to lose a bit of timber or put a bit of muscle on or whatever. But now, yeah, you're probably right. It is full of just Instagram.
It's become a bit of a fashion statement, hasn't it?
Yeah,
it's a bit of a statement.
Mm.
And I think when I've been watching, like, videos on TikTok and stuff like that, I think that's where it's kind of stemmed from. You know, these influencers that are putting videos up saying, you know, if you want to look like this. And I think it's just that mentality. And I definitely weren't go at gym when this culture came in. And then when I've gone back, you do feel out of place. And then, you know, there's promoting, like, all of these different supplements. And I just think, when did all of this happen?
And yeah, I think that just all stems really down off-putting. To money and greed, though, isn't it? All that sort of stuff. But because essentially, I mean, I'm not a fucking PT by any means, or I don't know anything about nutrition, but essentially the be-all and end-all of it is, if you want to lose weight, you burn more calories than you take in over the day.
Yeah.
Essentially, that's
science,
that's it.
Isn't it? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's science. Like, if you burn off 2,000 calories, but you only eat, I don't know, 1,500, sooner or later, you are going to lose weight if that's what you want to do. But then all these sort of supplements and things that come in, it just complicates everything, doesn't it? And I don't know. I mean, they can't surely get away with selling it if it's not helping, surely, because there must be regulations,
I think,
that test.
Yeah, it's kind of like the clothes, though, isn't it? So you can go Sainsbury's, for instance, and pick up a pair of gym leggings. Them gym leggings are going to do exactly the same as a pair of gym leggings that cost you £50, and one might cost you a tenner.
Yeah,
and I think it's the same with supplements. Mm. You know, it's about marketing, isn't it? And it's about making money.
Yeah,
so
I guess
you get
so.
A supplement for a smaller amount of money. But if you're a big brand, they're going to sell it for more.
Yeah.
If you're buying it from, like, MyProtein or something, it's going to cost more than it would off, like, yeah. But then again, it all just stems down to branding and shit like that, doesn't it?
And that's what what it's become, hasn't it? Like you're saying, that's what it's become. Like, you've got to be in there with the smartest gym clothes. You've got to have the MyProtein bottle. You've got to have the Apple headphone, all that kind of stuff, and look the part.
I've got both of those things you've just said.
I have as well.
Overrated.
I don't go to the fucking gym.
I think
just
as well,
leave.
Though, looking what? At, like, the average age in the gym now, it's a lot younger than I remember it being. And I just think, when I look at some of the young people that are in there, I mean, it's great that they're in there and, you know, they're paying attention to the body and stuff like that, but the pressure that it must put on parents, you know, to make sure that they've got all of these different things as well. I just think at the minute as well, with people being under so much pressure money-wise.
Yeah.
But if you think about how much money they're putting just into the gym stuff, how much money they're putting into how much money they're having to put into a pair of Balenciagas and all the ridiculous clothes that everyone's wearing. I was in flannels the other week and I saw the prices of some of those shoes and the fucking sheer state of those shoes. I'm like,
crazy,
how, like, it's almost like they've gone, let's see how fucking stupid these lot really are.
Mate, yeah,
and let's just make inflatable fucking bubble shoes. We charge them £500.
But we'll put a video on TikTok of someone wearing them, and then everybody
and someone will
want
do it. Get someone from Love Island wearing it. Fucking jobs are good.
I seen a thing the other day. Have any of you ever watched the film Idiocracy?
No.
It's an American film. I think it was made in the early 2000s. It's called Idiocracy. I can't remember who it stars, but anyway, it's a comedy film, and it's about this bloke who he gets, like, frozen, cryogenically frozen by accident, and he wakes up in the future, But in the future, in America, it's like only, you know, like natural selection. Like only the dumbest people have passed on the genes. So when he wakes up in this future of America, everyone's just thick, like thick, dumb, right? And so
sounds like Grimsby.
Yeah, it's a bit like Grimsby, basically. So basically, the costume designer of the film, right? So this is early 2000s. The costume designer of the film found these shoes that everyone would wear, should wear in the film. And said to the director, like, I found these shoes. What do you think? I don't think anyone in the right mind would ever wear these shoes, which suits because all these people are thick. So the director's looking at them going, I like them, but what if they catch on? And the costume director's turned around and gone, they will never fucking catch on. You would have to be thick as fuck to wear them shoes. That's the point. Do you know what shoes they were?
Balenciagas.
Crocs. Oh, everyone's wearing it. If you watch that film, everyone's in a pair of Crocs. And this is, like I say, shot in the early 2000s. So the costume designers looked at him and gone, no one's ever wearing that. Not a
chance.
You
know what? I've been thinking about getting a pair of Crocs.
No, don't do it. Don't.
I want them just for the gym. This is getting even worse. I want them just for the gym.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm fucking
You can.
I'm everything that I hate.
Yeah. I've owned one pair of Crocs in my life and I felt horrible doing it. It was me and my wife years ago.
Oh, so you've owned one more pair of Crocs than me and Stevie.
Well, yeah. And I regret it. Basically, we were in Florida in Disneyland, Disney World, whatever, and it hurts your feet walking around there all day. We went to like the mall and we found these Crocs and it was when Crocs were like still a bit shit.
So it was like £3 and now they're 60.
Yeah, when we were like embarrassed to be wearing them around the parks, but we did it because it saved our feet. And then they became like a shoe that I put on to go and put the bins out or something like that. But yeah, they've gone, long gone now.
Now, I think I was talking to Emily and his wife about them. He loves them. The other week. We were talking about them the other week. We were saying like, there was a pair that I really liked, but there was like £80 or something like that. If this was 5 years ago, there would have been £7. Yeah. You would have been able to buy them in fucking Windsors.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Remember Windsor's, that shoe shop? Yeah, but now they've just gone mental, haven't they?
My kids love them. My best mate loves them.
She's got every pair you could imagine. She's got little ladybirds and stuff that you can put on them.
Yeah.
Gibbets.
And gibbets, they're called.
It's bad that you know a word for them.
My kids have got them. My kids love them. Yeah, that's, you know.
Stevie, yeah, I can't wait. If we go back and do another series of Gallows Poll, I'm going to insist that the costume department get us all Crocs to wear.
17th century Crocs.
17th, yeah, well, yeah, clog Crocs.
Clog Crocs. That's what they clog, are, aren't they? Clogs. The clogs, aren't they?
Well, essentially, yeah.
Plastic.
You became you think quite it attached to on... your clogs, didn't you?
No, did I? I don't know. I fucking hated them. They was uncomfortable and loud. You couldn't sneak up on anyone. When I'm on set, or wherever I'm anywhere, really, I like being cheeky and I like playing practical jokes. You can't do that with Crocs because you can't sneak anywhere. They're like when you keg people, you can't do
with
that.
With clogs, you mean? Yeah, you shouldn't do that anymore.
Yeah, you can't do that. But shit like that, you can never... I bet no
you couldn't
one.
Have done that on set anyway because we all had about 12 layers on.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I reckon back in the 18th century when the gallows pole was set, nobody got kegged. Because well, you're there and coming up behind you.
But do you know why? Why? Because like that, like ankles would have been like taboo, wouldn't they? Like women's ankles. Yeah. So they probably just lifted the skirt up a tiny bit and went, woo!
How mad is it that we all used to keg each other when we were kids? Did we? I did. Did you used to keg your mates?
Yeah, but we had poppers on as well. Remember poppers?
No,
yeah, what? Poppers. Straight off. Poppers.
Yeah, mine came all the way to the top as well.
I did that.
Oh, with the buttons.
Yeah,
we're not all the way up. Yeah, God, how mad is that? Do you reckon kids still keg each other nowadays? I'd still keg an adult if I had the opportunity in Burger King and you were stood there, Andy, I would keg you definitely.
Fair play. I'd do you.
Just
for
trying
assault.
To think of what other weird like fads like shit that we did when we was kids that. Now, when you think back on it, just like, what? How, why did we do that to each other? Kegging was a good one.
Still alive, though.
The what?
Yeah.
It's a wonder we're still alive.
Yeah,
do you know what we like used to do?
I can guarantee
it?
You now at 16, I weren't in gym with a full face of makeup.
See, that's no. Yeah, that's the thing though.
Working on my glutes.
But then that, like, because nowadays kids like or young people, like, I think now this is the first sort of generation that like they don't drink as much. They don't smoke. Well, everyone fucking vapes now, don't they? Nobody really smokes, but like they don't drink as much. They don't smoke, so they are looking after themselves. I know they're spending obscene amounts
cool
of money
on that.
It's
cool to be healthy nowadays, isn't it? It's cooler to be healthy,
yeah,
which is a good thing.
Yeah, it's good.
But then,
does that put added pressure on kids like who don't have access to the gym or people who just don't want to do it? Do you know what I mean? Mm. Does that then put pressure on them?
Yeah, it's a weird one, isn't it? Because you kind of there's two stereotypes I can think of young people now, and one's the gym lot, and then the other sort of one is like sat on like the computers all day. Do you know what I mean? So there's a big gulf there, isn't there? That you know what I mean?
How the gym field?
Yeah, that's all I was doing when I was a kid.
Same. You don't see kids at outside shops anymore getting drunk, do you? Like you don't
say it like it's a bad thing. I miss them.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
we're back
to the podcast.
I'll put an ad break there so everyone's just heard an ad break. Technology, we unfortunately lost.
Can we advertise
something
from the gym, please? Can we advertise protein shakes?
Well, ACAST decides all that, so it probably will be like fucking protein, Nando,
pre-workout.
Yeah. Do you like going to the gym though, Stevie? Do you like, other than that?
I do, yeah, because I think. And this is another thing that winds me up as well while we're on it.
While we're on the fucking subject.
Yeah. So, you know, like if all of the different exercises, and it winds me up when people put videos online taking the piss out of other people, you know, what they're doing.
Oh,
yeah.
So that really winds me up. And I've seen a couple of instances in gym where I've seen like groups of people that sort of sneaky filming. But it's not all right. And
no one should ever get video in the gym unless they're videoing themselves.
Yeah, exactly. So there's been a couple of times where I felt a bit awkward, you know, especially if I'm trying something new. Because I'm not a professional. I'm still trying to learn, you know what I mean? And I'm a predisposed people watcher in a non-seedy way. I just want to put that out there for anybody that might be listening that does go to my gym. I'm not a weirdo. But, you know, like when you're watching other people and like their form and what they're doing and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, to try and get a few tips. So
I did it today
like
at the gym.
It.
I seen someone doing something and I was like, I'm going to do that next. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah. But when videos go up and it's like, oh, no, you do this one, you do that one. And if you've got like medical conditions, like I've got PCOS, for instance, so there's certain exercises that are better for me than others. So you have to do your research a bit, but then you just... You do feel a bit put off sometimes.
Yeah,
so definitely. I think for me, I try and time what day I go, what times I go as well, you know, to avoid certain crowds of people.
Yeah.
But I do enjoy it. You do feel better, don't you?
Oh, you never ever walk out the gym feeling worse.
No.
Yeah.
So, you know, no. I do get a bit of a buzz out of it.
Yeah, I've actually thought about like I could do with going back, to be honest. Cause I got well into running during COVID, well into it, loved it. Never ran in my life. I was the same, like asthmatic, big lad, could never run. But I just did the couch to 5K, smashed that, and was like, right, and found
I remember that.
Yeah, I found this love for running. And I used to love going to the gym, but the running kind of took over that. And I was like, I don't want to go to the gym. I don't want a treadmill or whatever. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, I've not ran in a while, but I might kind of debating the gym again, to be fair. Who knows?
I did have a go at running, but I'm definitely built for speed and I'm definitely built for strength, not speed.
Right. Yeah.
I'm all legs and arms. I look ridiculous.
Fuck it, when you're running?
Got no coordination, though. And I fell off
like Captain Jack.
Yeah.
And you did, hang on. You did what, Stevie?
I went off back of a treadmill.
Is there a video anywhere?
Yeah, that's why she's pissed off.
Yeah, that's why I don't do that anymore.
Yeah, because that woman's video already went.
Fell off a spin bike and all.
You fell off what? The spin bike?
Spin bike.
Oh, God. Yeah.
How did you manage that?
Because I got my foot stuck in pedal.
Ooh. Oh, and it keeps going round.
No, so I was trying to get off. So you put your feet in, don't you? And you strap your feet in.
Yeah.
So I'd swung one leg over, trying to get off the thing. But my other foot was still stuck in pedal. Went ass over tit, just laid on floor like a beached whale.
Oh,
the guy had to come and help me up. Couldn't help but piss himself laughing, but we were trying to hold it in to be nice.
Oh, bless.
So wonder I've ever gone back to that gym.
Surely there must be some CCTV somewhere.
Yeah.
Surely you could make the call and let that happen.
Yeah,
I've never had anything really tragically embarrassing happen to me in the gym, I don't think.
Yeah,
but I do love going. I absolutely love going to the gym, but it's like I'm all
for weightlifting now, though.
Are you
a runner or
no? But I do a lot of cardio with football and golf and stuff, so I don't really do cardio at the gym. But I'm like all or nothing. I've either got to be going for it and eating well and doing everything, or just not at all. So a couple of weeks back now, but I'm really enjoying it. I love it. Gives me like a bit of a purpose for the day when I'm not working. Do you know what I mean?
You can really like get into it. I remember like a few years back that article going around where you were going to the gym and you were like, hench. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I was looking good before the wedding.
Yeah. Well, that's it, isn't it? I think that's it. When you've got a goal, right? I'm getting married, going in all day, you know what I mean?
That's what it was. Yeah. When I put that on, there were so many people commenting and saying, he's definitely on steroids. He's on steroids. And I was reading them going, fucking buzzing. Because I knew I obviously wasn't. But for people to say that, I was like, fucking what a compliment. I was buzzing. But to be fair, it was a very, very well-angled photo. I mean, I wasn't. I did look absolutely shredded on the picture, but I've never been that shredded.
But, No, it's all right having a goal, but then I sack it off after. You know, if I'm only working, if I've got an holiday.
That's it then,
I'll do it up until my holiday, and then I think, all right, well, it's done now. And then I won't go back.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, it
true.
Needs to become part of like your
lifestyle.
It needs to become part of your lifestyle, doesn't it? But the thing is, especially with weight training and stuff, is like it's going to take, if you're going and you're doing a weight routine, especially if you're doing two body groups a day, say if you're doing back and biceps or chest and triceps or whatever, that's going to take you an hour every single time, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? If you're going to the gym, and that's a bit of an ask if you've been at work all day and whatnot.
Yeah,
so it's hard to try and fit that hour in. Do you know what I mean?
The gym's hard to fit in anyway, I find. That's my biggest thing. I mean, even like myself, like, you know, I don't work a 9-to-5, but like, you know, two kids and that, it's hard to kind of, it's probably an excuse,
school
isn't
all
it?
Day.
It's hard to kind of find
kids
that,
at school all day. That's
I know, but I have other.
They literally leave the house at like 8 a.m, which your wife takes them because you don't drive.
All right,
and then you don't see them again until like 3 o'clock.
I know.
So what are you doing with your day, Andy?
Knocking one out.
It's just constantly
furiously rubbing it off.
Going for it. No, I do bits. I do stuff. You know, I've got a production company.
I do stuff.
I stay busy. I tell you what I do, and I signed up to it again during lockdown with the running and stuff. The Apple Fitness, the home workout things for me. When I get into them, they really work for me as well. Like during COVID, me and the kids were doing, was it Joe Wicks every day?
Joe Wicks.
No, because it's dead. Like, so they're like half an hour, you put them on the TV. I've got weights and stuff at home that I can just kind of
get if on it with. Works, if it works, but it sounds similar to what Stevie was saying. It sounds like what Stevie was saying before. It's like she's what's happened to just go with, like just exercising. Like you've gone to sleep and woke up 20 years later. Now it's all Apple and it's all this and it's all technological.
Yeah.
Whereas like people are just exercising different ways. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess that's the thing, isn't it? Like you say, like, you know.
But it has made it easier.
Yeah, like for me, like you say, finding the time to go to the gym is hard. So if I can get up in the morning, bang an Apple workout on. But then I think the downside of that is sometimes you just don't because do you know what I mean? When you go into the gym, it is like a bit of an outing, isn't it? So it becomes a bit more
gets you out of the house. Yeah.
Where I just go, I can't be arsed with that today. Too easily. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you wouldn't go into a gym and just sit down and play on your phone for an hour, would you? You've got to go and you've got to do it.
Yeah.
Because you're there.
Don't know, there's plenty of people that do that as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've seen a few people that. Do that as well.
When I first started back at the gym recently, I went because I've been been paying at Pure Gym for probably 3 years and been twice. But I thought, right, I'll go back there and I did one session and I left. I was like, I'm going to a different gym because it was a free-for-all with the weights. You've got one fucking dumbbells on the thing. The other one's upstairs in the ladies' changing rooms. You've got fucking attachments that are just nowhere to be seen. You've got people who are just stood there talking like this. And then when you say, have you finished with that? They just look at you like shit. I was like, I did half an hour and I was like, I can't, I'm leaving this place.
Yeah.
So I think it depends on what gym you go to as well. Do you know what I mean?
Definitely. Yeah, I've been to another one lately, like just a bodybuilding gym, and the difference and the culture was massive.
So much more respect.
And they're there to do, you know, the guys in there, and I will say it was more male-dominated, the bodybuilding gym. I was the only female in there. And for some, that could be they could be put off a little bit by it.
Yeah, definitely.
But considering all of the comments that I've made around being a little bit put off going to a commercial gym like Pure, I felt better there. And the guys in there as well, they're more willing to say, you know, have you thought about doing it this way or have you tried this? They're more supportive.
Yeah.
And the culture's just completely different in a gym like that, I found.
Yeah, I went to a little gym like that a couple of years ago with a mate of mine. It was in like a like a bodybuilder's one. It was in like a school.
Like a proper iron gym, man.
Yeah, just the bits. Yeah, yeah. But they do, like, it was old blokes, big old
equipment's from 80s.
Yeah.
Stink. Oh, I love shit like that, yeah.
But it's proper. But that is what a gym is, isn't it? That's what a gym.
To get the job done. And...
Yeah,
I like that. I like that when you're training or you're doing something and someone comes up to you and says, oh, I hope you don't mind, but have you tried doing it a bit more like this and helps you form? Instead of just sitting and videoing you and taking the piss.
Exactly.
And I found also with being recognisable, like there's times and a place to ask someone for a photo, but you don't ask someone for a picture in the gym whilst you're fucking sweating and shit like that.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and I've got a big fucking sweaty gooch and stuff with grey joggers on. Yeah. Oh, do you mind having a selfie? Yeah, cool. Speaking of sweaty gooches.
Yeah, let's move on to this subject.
Speaking of sweaty gooches, this subject made me laugh. But then that just goes all back to the fashion and about how it has become the new thing. But take it away,
Steve.
Do you know why it started? Because I got trapped. I got trapped on a machine.
Oh, my. My mind's just gone elsewhere. Go on.
No, you're right. Not by my own, by someone else's.
So
I'm on this machine and I'm giving it this.
Yeah.
You can't really see. That looks really weird from where I am. Okay. So I'm giving it this.
Yeah.
Riding a horse.
Yeah, was you on a horse?
I'm going to Barbados.
You was on a camel.
But they're quite low down, aren't they? So I'm sat down and I'm pumping away the machine. And there were these two lovely looking girls, really, really pretty, you know, beautiful bodies. You could tell that they spent a lot of time at gym. They really worked hard.
Yeah.
But they were stood right in front of me, having a full-blown chat. One of them were having problems with a boyfriend and, you know, they were going at it. They were deep in conversation and I didn't want to interrupt. But then I were kind of just sat there and I couldn't get out because the handle, not handlebars, whatever they are that you push. And so I couldn't get out. But I was at crotch height. And then I didn't know where to put my face because I'm crotch high to these two lovely ladies that had some very, very, very small shorts on that were pulled up very, 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 very high in their waist.
Yeah.
Like this. That was my view. And I couldn't get away. But I didn't know where to look. So I'm sat. And
just sat there going like that.
Trying to look about.
I felt really embarrassed. But it's everywhere you go in gym now. And again, it's the fashion
thing. It's not even just in the gym. Gym. It's when you're walking through the precinct in town or when you're in Asda. But I mean, even Charlotte, she wears gym leggings. But I mean, she exercises a little bit, but not all the time when she's wearing her. I'm stuttering now because I know she can hear me. She'll be sat down.
Glad I made him eat ice cream before he went on now.
I hope your ulcers get worse.
I thought you said ice cream. Derby accent. No, but Charlotte will wear gym stuff when she's not going to the gym. But then I guess we all do.
That's the fashion, isn't it? Like, and that's fine. But like, not wearing all gym stuff like that creates the issue of which Steve is on about, right? You can wear a pair of like.
So wearing gym clothes outside of the gym is one thing, isn't it? But it's the way in which they're worn. And again, it's like I've missed it. High up.
Is that what it is? You pull it high up and because if I pull my shorts high up, that creates, I don't know what you'd call it, a camel's fucking earlobe or something. A moose knuckle.
They call it a moose knuckle.
So the camel toe thing then, that's on purpose then, right? They're doing that.
And as well, on TikTok, I've seen you can get inserts that you put in to your undies
to make
and
it look
shit
better.
You not, my friend. You pop them in and it creates, I keep doing this, it creates one for you.
I'm having a look for it. Wow.
Stop Googling that.
What do I Google? Like moose knuckle enhancer.
Moose knuckle enhancer.
Camel toe enhancer.
Insert. Try that.
People
do it on purpose.
What? Oh my God, she's right. Look.
We can't see. Oh wow.
They can. There you go.
That's a men's one.
They're only £5.22, so can you really afford not to?
Fuck up.
I mean, for that
price. Wow, Shal, I've got your Christmas present sorted.
So what's the, like, what? Because my mate was on about this the other day.
Oh my God. I need to get off Google, sorry.
My mate was on about this the other day. He works at Manchester Airport, and he was saying, like, the amount of people that you see going by and, like, 90% of it. So it must be a fashion thing, then? Like, it's what's kind of... Because I know nowadays you can get, like, them leggings that you get, you can get ones that make your bum look better, can't you, and stuff like that. Yeah. Like, the kind of... The way they're stitched, whatever, kind of pulls your bum up.
It's
which you like...
more than leggings to do that to mine, they'll believe.
I don't understand it. I get trying to make your bum look... I don't know. It's just...
Is that a byproduct of
some
that?
Some things are supposed to be more private, okay? I don't know.
They're called private parts.
I don't know if that's... I don't know if it's an age thing, though, you know.
Yeah, because... it's just... I mean, this is a big old... You can get caught up in all this shit, can't you? But, I don't know what to say without sounding like a pig.
It's a strange one, isn't it?
My Google search. Jesus.
The thing is, it's like anything. Like, are we just that bit too old to like get that fashion? Do you know what I mean? Like,
speak for yourself, fucker.
Yeah.
But I've ordered one. I can imagine, like you say, like you know, I used to wear basketball tops and stuff like that, and like my dad would be like, "Fuck's he wearing them for?" And people wear. Do you know what I mean? Like. Do you know what I mean? Like it's a fashion thing, but I guess with that it's kind of I don't know. It's having summer on show, and then I don't know. Yeah, because like some ladies don't wear bras, and that's like a empowerment thing, isn't it? It's like, oh great, that's you know amazing, and obviously that comes with its own set of circumstances. But then yet that is it that? Is it like a statement?
Look at me.
I love how politically correct that was. That comes with its own set of circumstances.
Proper tiptoed around that, mate. Don't worry, you're not getting cancelled. You'll be sound. You'll be sound. Really, this is diplomatic. Our safe space.
As I call it, it's the Rachel from Friends.
I am on board
look.
With the no bra thing.
Yeah.
But she wore a bra in that.
But she always had very prominent fingers, didn't she? Oh, right, okay.
Nips.
Yeah, she always had nippons, didn't she?
And apparently we just told.
All the time. Now? Rachel from Fred Jennifer Aniston.
Now.
Oh.
I'm just thinking, is it something like that? Is it like a, well, you know, you shouldn't be looking, which you shouldn't, you know?
Yeah. But when
in your case, you couldn't help but not, right?
If I could have taken the eyeballs out and lobbed them, I would have done, because I felt so awkward. Because you don't want to stare, do you?
No.
But then...
You can't help
But then
it.
You are also intrigued.
I love that. It's your face when you do it, Stevie. It's so innocent. So innocent.
Yeah. Fashion's crazy. I still wear the same clothes as I wore when I was like 14, I'm sure. Just a little bit bigger.
Probably same size and all, Tomo.
Probably is, yeah.
I've still got my ice cream. This podcast is taking a weird turn, hasn't it?
I think we're sort of getting on for wrapping up anyway. But
quick, before one of us gets cancelled, let's end this shit.
Yeah.
End it all bad bits out. Started.
What I'd like to know, Steve. What's next for you then? Obviously, like, because you this is the strange thing in it, because we us three here all had the same in. We all literally had the same like way into this weird world. But me and Tomo had it when we were like kids. Do you know what I mean? So I think that's the difference between us. Like, you know, we got
so
found.
We had an excuse if we fuck it up. You've got no excuse.
What's next for you? Have you got an agent now? I feel like Graham Norton now. What's next for you? Have you got an agent now?
Probably no after this podcast. So let's just be careful as to what goes out. But no, I have got an agent. So I linked up with my agent a little while ago now. And it is weird because, you know, I'm an old lady in comparison to when you guys started.
Samuel Jackson was like 50 when he started. Oh, was he really young? He was really old.
Every time you've told me that, Samuel L. Jackson's gotten older. So I think it was like 36 when the first time you told me. And now he's like...
he was old. He was old anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's weird because I have a normal job. You know, I have a normal, you know, 9-to-5 job. So trying to feel your way around an entirely different world and a different industry. When you've got reservations at, you know, at 36, it's weird. But yeah, I'm going to give it a good go.
I think
it's tough, but you're too good to not give it a go, mate.
Yeah.
It's not just Shane telling you that you're good and me and soccer and everyone on set. Like you said, it's the world is now, everyone else has seen it and everyone's saying the same thing. Yeah. So like, and you've got such a good agent as well that most people who have been actors and drama school for years would give their left leg to be with your agent. Well, you're not. You where you are because you deserve it, mate. So,
yeah, like you smashed it on Gallows. You know what I mean? And going back to what you said there, like I genuinely think like that could be that could work for you in a better way. Like me and Tomo have been doing this since we were kids, and like so I'm 32, 33 next month, so we're not far off your age. Like. For me, getting into it at 15, that's it then. Like, that's, you know, I've got to be doing this, I've got to be doing that. By the sounds of it, you've got a career outside of this. So it's like, you know, if the parts come, brilliant, and I'm sure they will. But if they don't, it's like, well, do you know what I mean? Like, it's different. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it definitely is. And I think that's the difference in sort of coming in as a first time. We're onto a job as big as that, with a director as big as that.
Yeah,
because No, I do have a
He's only about this big. He's tiny.
Yeah, he's not very big, Shane.
Not at all.
Was he wearing clogs as well? Is that what he was?
Imagine.
Shane's coming.
Oh, if there's a season two, that's got to happen.
Get Shane in clogs.
Yeah. I was waiting to see him in it, but he never really does that anymore, does he? But I thought he'd...
He's in it.
Was he in one of the...
He's in every episode.
Is he? Is he in the bars, the pubs or something?
No. Well, I'll not ruin it. Do you know this, Stevie? Have you seen it?
I think we might have lost Stevie.
No, we've lost her again. She's had enough.
Oh, no, she's back.
She's back. There we go. Hiya.
Did you spot Shane in the episodes, Stevie?
No, and I only found out off. No, I only found out on Instagram that he's one that's doing dancing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so in the credits, at the end of the end or the beginning, he's one of the stag men dancing around.
I think it's the end, isn't it?
I think so. Nice. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Because I like that about Shane, because he always used to put himself in everything, didn't he? Like he always used to have a little cameo. I think he did one in This Is England, the film, but it got cut. He was the chippy owner. What chippy owner?
He worked on the chippy. I've got the ice cream in my mouth.
Stop putting ice cream in my mouth. But that got cut. But he's still technically in that kind of world, so that makes sense. But yeah, I like that. I like that, isn't it? Then because I was kind of watching, thinking, would he? Because you'd be tempted to with that one, wouldn't you? Because it's so period and so fun, and especially it was all improv, wasn't it? Gallows. Mm-hmm. I remember looking at one of your scripts. I might get shot by a BBC sniper now for saying that, but I remember looking at one of your...
No, I will. You'll be all right. It's mean. It's
yeah. I remember looking at one of your scripts and it was like 3 pages long.
Yeah, but a whole episode was 4 pages or something. It was nothing, is it?
That's crazy. Because obviously this is England.
Stevie,
improv,
that's going to be weird when you go onto a, let's say, a proper job and you've got full on scripts. I mean, it's easy, but it's like, That's going to be interesting. You've been doing self tapes, haven't you?
Yeah.
And that it's really hard. And I think because I knew no different when we did Gallows and it was all improv, that we were just as it came out.
Yeah.
But then I've been doing self tapes with scripts and I'm like, Jesus.
It's how do you find being able to, because of the, excuse me, the process of what we did with Gallows and how Shane works all the time is you get all the time in the world to create your character, but with a self-tape, you get 35 minutes.
Yeah.
How did you find that?
The turnaround on him is really quick, isn't it? So you get one, say, Friday, and they say, right, we want it by whatever dates. The turnaround on him is really quick.
Oh, we should go to the Arctic Monkeys this weekend. No, you fucking not. Yeah. You're doing a self-tape.
Yeah,
the amount of times that happens, Stevie, is like you've got a weekend plan, and then your agent rings you saying you've got to learn a fucking Bosnian accent by Monday, and you've got to do 20 pages off book. Yeah, it's a fucking nightmare. But you are
the turnaround really quick.
Yeah, but you are actually going to see the Arctic Monkeys on Friday.
Oh, nice. That'll be good. That'll be good.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, you're gonna get mobbed there, mate.
Yeah, you will.
I think they're there to see bigger fish, to be honest, mate.
Oh, you're the big fish now.
All right, mate. Right, well, we'll let you crack on then. Go finish your super noodles. Pick them off your T-shirt. He was saying just before, I rang Stevie just before and I was like, I'm making super noodles because I've got a poorly mouth, so I can't eat solid food. And she was like, I just had super noodles. So I spilled them on my top.
So I had to go get changed.
Yeah. Oh, super noodles are right.
Changed for us. Oh, mate. Thank you so much, Steve. It's lovely to meet you as well.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for having me, lads.
No,
legend,
no.
Legend, cheers anytime. For that, Stevie.
Yeah, nice one.
All right, see you later. Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.